morning. Nigerian woman is a faith-fueled peacock, marching down the road in her Sunday best. And every footstep is a breathless caress, bringing soul to concrete and swing to thigh. With pamphlet in hand, she is a female proselytizing army that grinds down the koi like a mouthful of bone and marrow. Pigeons devour scraps of discarded mollies. Feet glide across tile-look floors. 4 p.m. Henry orders 2 pieces of chicken, Samuel M. and Jake a number 7, 2 spare ribs, 3 hot wings, soggy fries and a Fanta fruit twist. But for Abiola, it's a quarter pounder. A quarter of a pound of offcuts and gristle, lettuce and cheese, gherkins and ketchup they eat, and one by one they travel home. A walk down a narrow walkway, and every now and then he throws his chin to the sky and catches a glimpse of their twin towers. Lit like a postcard from a sci-fi movie, his chest rises, believing that it's either one or the other, righteousness or money. I heard the architect committed suicide when it became a sink estate, but he doesn't feel it sinking. Petals down and leaves brown up. It's 9 p.m. and London is all lit up like a peep show for commuters with a fetish for empty offices. Most days, I love my job, but on a day like this, it feels like the apocalypse hit. The only things left are the bankers. I finally make it out. Tea splits, brown water falls back, and sour milk rises to the surface of my polystyrene cup. We vapor like a current down an oil slick. Lights glow lemon yellow against the dark. We paint the sky blue, and new tongues break in the morning. At home, I eat and stare into the TV's day glow haze. My body goes till the morning, and pupils slip behind closed eyelids.
I think maybe I'm like as free as I can be, because I think there's always a price of some kind.
What do you think it looks like, complete freedom?
Kanye West.